Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Woo! This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Welcome to the show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
You know, a lot has been made of my 80s list. I was just joking. Like, I don't really like the 80s as far as culture goes. There are some things that are okay. But really, when you look at the 60s, the 70s, the 90s, the 80s kind of suck. It was a bad time. Bad 10 years for art. Hair bands.
Yeah.
Country music was fine.
George Strait came out of the
again, movies were cheesy.
There's some good things, but generally, it was just not the best decade. So I said, eliminate the 80s. You know, if we have to really lose some great things to get rid of all the crap, I'm up for it. But I've decided that there are some things we will allow on this show, and only because Richard Marx came on and kind of convinced me. So here's the thing. So far, this is what I have on the 80s. Number one, our births.
Yes.
We like that from the 80s.
Yes.
Very important.
We like that. Eddie can't clap because he was born in the 70s.
I didn't clap.
Yeah.
79.
Number two, the Beastie Boys. Big Beastie Boys fan. Here's a clip of Paul Revere. And I picked the Beastie Boys because when I would hear the Beastie Boys when I was a kid, I was like, oh, look at these guys. They're like me. They're goofy and they can rap and big Beastie Boys fan. Richard Marx.
Wherever you go.
I wouldn't have put him on here, but he was funny and we talked to him.
That is cool.
And also, here's another one. Hold on to the night.
Hold on to the night.
I am going to add George Strait, Amy.
Thank you.
So,
by morning.
George Strait kind of transcends 80s and 90s, but we're going to add George Strait to the list of things we accept from the 80s. And I got one more. I'm now adding the Golden Girls.
Yes.
Oh,
1985.
Of
yeah.
You have to.
I do. Being a friend. Travel down the road and back again.
Right now, those are the only 5 things from the 80s that we can have on this show unless otherwise discussed in a group setting.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. If you guys want to present at some point and be like, what would you consider this? Then we'll do it. But other than that, 60s cool, 70s cool, 90s cool, 2000s fair. We'll make that decision in 10 years. No 80s on the show. That's our thing. No 80s. 80s suck.
I'm trying to think of 80s things now.
Yeah, you don't want to. It's terrible. There's not enough. All right. That's all. We'll start the show here. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. It's an all 80s day here on the Bobby Bone Show. All 80s country.
Oh, Could you imagine?
Can you imagine?
Oh. Alabama.
We have no. That's good.
Yeah.
But oh!
But
I'm going to save that.
But they were sooner. They were.
Oh, no. See, you can't do that, Ray. Now I got to consider it.
Thanks, Ray.
That's on the docket for discussion next time.
All right.
Okay. Andy Kaufman.
Oh, my gosh. That's good.
Yeah, but he died in the 80s.
That counts.
He was awesome in the 70s. So it's like, I don't like when he died. That's why the 80s suck. They killed
Field
him.
Field of Dreams?
The 80s killed him.
Field of Dreams, nah. Great movie.
Overrated.
Footloose?
Oh. Mm. Oh, God.
Top Gun?
I didn't watch it till like the 2010s. It is time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I want to say I'm a big fan of the show. Love the games. Secondly, I need some advice. When I was in high school, I dated this guy for 2.5 years. We got pretty serious. I was super close with his family. We broke up, but I stayed good friends with the family even after he and I both moved on. I work for his mom at her shop seasonally and have kept in contact with his sister. Now, fast forward 6 years to today, and his mom and sister inform me he's recently single again after he and his fiance broke it off. And they're flat out telling me they want me to get back together with him. I, however, do not. I'm a single mom to an infant, and not only do I not have time to date, I don't want to get back together with my ex. I've tried having multiple conversations with his mom and sister saying this, but I can't help feeling it's not getting through to them. How do I communicate with them that I don't want to get back together with him without hurting their feelings or being rude? I love his family. I want to continue that friendship, but I don't want to get their hopes up every time I'm in the same room with him. Once again, love the show and everything y'all stand for. Thank you. Single mom trying to stay single.
Wow.
That's a good email. I appreciate you giving us that story. First of all, you don't owe anything to anybody except yourself. So know that right now. So you don't have to do anything for them. It's nice if a friend does something or a worker does something for you. But you got to make sure you're right before you try to make them feel right. So you don't owe them anything. You've told them, hey, I'm not going to date. And I think you could probably tell them one more time and be like, I appreciate you guys trying to get me back together with him. I don't want to date, and I don't see my future with him. I'll be honest with you guys. At this point, I feel like I've moved on emotionally. I'm more mature. And then you have to just hope that they understand it and take it and move on. And if they don't, that's on them. They'll keep ribbing you. But you shouldn't feel pressure to do it, which you're not, and you shouldn't feel pressure to have to keep explaining to them. You can tell them one time. You don't have to get serious or mean. But say, you guys know this is never going to happen, right? You can right. even be 1/8 funny about it.
Yeah.
And you could say that. You guys know. Like, I get it. You want me to be like, I'd want me and your family too. I'll be honest with you. But you know, this is never going to happen. So, like, thank you, but no more. And you're kind of funny. They're like, ha, ha, ha. And then maybe they leave you alone.
They should be fine with that.
I would think so too. You must be pretty cool if the family's wanting you
right.
that
For
much.
Sure, yeah.
Amy, what do you think?
I mean, I think that, yeah, if you've already said it in a kind way, you could say it kindly again. But then, yes, like Bobby said, then you have to let it go. It is no longer your problem. If they have an issue with it, that is on them. And it's not for you to worry about it. Even though I know that's really hard to do. But just remind yourself of that.
And also, she's not going to fire you.
Yeah.
So if they do get upset that she says no and they do fire her, like, what's the scenario?
Well, there's a little thing called HR.
in the little shop.
Yeah.
You're good. You'll be good. They enjoy you for who you are. Don't feel the pressure to have to make that up to them.
Yeah.
Tell them, move on. Move on. Let them keep thinking it, but that's it. Don't feel awkward. Thank you for that email. Good luck with that situation. That is pretty sensitive, and I wish you the best. All right, close it up. That's the mailbag.
We got your email, and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
On the phone, Joseph in Alabama. Joseph, you're 12 years old. Am I right?
Yes, sir.
All right, what's going on with you?
I have my own pressure washing business, and I was wondering if somebody gave me a low price, what would y'all do?
So they're like lowballing you on, they don't want to pay you as much?
Yeah.
So walk me through it. So did they come to you and say, hey, I'd like you to pressure wash my back deck, and I'm only going to give you a dollar? Like, is that how it happened?
No, it's kind of like, well, yeah, but it's like higher price, not like a dollar.
What did they want you to pressure wash?
Their driveway.
Okay, what would your normal rate be to do their driveway fully?
14 cents a square foot.
Okay, and then what do they want to give you?
Like $90.
So I don't know how big the driveway is, but what would you be making on their driveway?
Like $175.
Oh, they're trying to like half you. Did you explain to them that your price is 14 cents a square foot?
No, I just kind of let it be.
And how do they reach out to you? Was it that they talk to you in person, or do they send you like a message on Facebook or something? I don't know.
They talk to me in person.
So why don't you go back to him, hit him back up, and be like, hey, this is Joseph. You reached out about pressure washing. Hey, I'm really going to do a good job. I normally charge 14 cents a square foot. And if I'm doing the math here, it turns out to be 170. Now, you only offer me 90. I could actually give you a little deal since, and you can just say something like hard times. You can always say that. And said, I could, you know, for you, since, you know, I'd really like to create a business relationship with you, I would do it for 13 cents a square foot. And that turns out to la, 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 which is a little cheaper. And so you still got some work. You're creating a relationship. It's really not much less. And maybe this person will hire you again. And they'll also refer you to other folks, especially if your business is young and early, you know?
Yeah.
But don't take any less than that. Don't let them, just because you're a kid, they don't have the right to go, here, half off, kid, come pressure wash my yard. Don't do that, you know? So what are you going to do, you think?
I'm going to go ask them.
Yeah, see, I'll do it. But do a whole story, like, and take notes here, Joseph. I'm pretty good at this. Say, hey, I got, you said you wanted $90. Now, normally my rate is 14 cents a square foot. And that would equal out to $170. And that's far more than you're comfortable paying. I understand that. But I would like to create a relationship with you. Maybe we could work together for a long time. You could refer me to other friends. So I'm happy to do it for 13 cents a square foot for you if you'll just recommend me to your friends. Maybe that's worth it to you.
That's good.
You know, and maybe even he goes 12 cents and you go, let me weigh it. Well, could you recommend me to 5 friends? Yeah. Okay, 12 cents it is. I think there's something to a very, very slight negotiation, especially because your business is new. But do not let them take advantage of you, Joseph.
Yes, sir.
All right. How's the business going so far?
Good. I made about $2,000.
Are you kidding
me?
Wow. Eddie hasn't even made that on Instagram Reels.
No, well, you don't know that.
But
you don't know that.
Eddie's doing Reels every day, Joseph. He ain't made that at all.
Joseph, you want any help doing pressure washing?
What are you going to do, drive down to Alabama?
You could on the weekends.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're in North Alabama, so we're not far away from you.
There you go. Hey, Joseph, how'd you get your pressure washer? Did your parents help you get that one, or did you buy it yourself?
I bought it myself.
How much was it? Did you get a new one or a used one?
$1,000.
Yeah, a new one or a used one, though?
Used one.
Is it doing pretty good for you?
Yes, sir. Yeah. It's around 4,500 PSI.
Oh, pretty wow. Strong.
Yeah. I'm acting
inch.
Like I know what that means.
Per square inch. Yeah. Pressure per square inch. Right. Okay, Joseph, here's what I want you to do. First, I want you to stand strong, and I want you to go to him and say, because there is value in going a cent cheaper a square foot, even 2 cents. There's value if you think there's value of him recommending you to other folks. If you don't think it's value, don't do it. But do not let him take advantage of you. So go do that tactic, and that's it. And you got it. You either got a job or you don't.
Also, how old is he again?
12.
He's, oh, my gosh.
He's killing it.
Can he call my children?
Yeah, exactly.
Talk strategy.
Well, he'll
business.
Do that for 14 cents a second.
Hey, what about those signs that you put on there, like, let's say, like, pressure washed by, you know, so-and-so?
Oh, like, because we have a bug guy, and it's like, Benny the Bug Guy.
Yes.
And he puts a sign in, and I'm like, why does he always put that sign in the very front of the yard? But he does put it there.
Yeah. Right. That way everyone knows who did the pressure washer.
Oh, that's good. You can negotiate that. For 1 month, you leave it up with my number on there.
That's what I'm talking about.
Dang, Joseph. I'll be your agent, but I don't need any cut.
Wait, that was my idea.
No, but I'm going to be his agent for other things.
Okay, whatever.
That's what I do to Caitlin all the time. She's like, I got this idea. And I'm like, all right, now I got an idea. And she's like, no, that was mine.
Yeah,
and I was like,
feel very good.
But you did. All right, Joseph, will you have this conversation and then let us know how it turns out and just call us back at some point?
Yes, sir.
Hey, keep hustling, man. I love it. That's awesome. You're going to be very successful with an attitude and a work ethic and a knowledge of what you're doing. So I'm very proud of you. All right, cool. All right, buddy. Bye, Joseph.
Bye.
See you later. Good for him. There's Joseph. You can't take a compliment, but who can?
Yeah, you know, it's hard.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Little Sam is 9 years old, and he has an interesting hobby. He loves to sew. And because he loves to sew, he gets a lot of bullying at school. He is the only boy at sewing camp, and a lot of kids make fun of him.
Sewing camp?
Yeah, and Sam goes to it.
I went to sewing camp. That would have been awesome. I would have been able to beat people up at sewing camp, and that alone would have been awesome.
You mean sewing? You would go to sewing camp like today?
No,
not when you were a kid?
When I went to church camp, or I don't really go to a lot of camps, but anything I did with other kids, I got beat up or picked on because I was small. At sewing camp, I'd have ruled.
You were the
only
one.
No one would have beat me up at sewing camp. That would have been awesome.
Well, Sam goes to sewing camp, gets a lot of bullying because he does sew, and kids, I guess, don't approve of that. Well, his dad said, you know what? I'm going to buy him a sewing machine. I'm going to take a video of it. I'm going to put it up on TikTok and Instagram. And the feedback that he got from the video of all the supportive people saying, dude, you're awesome for doing this, was amazing. And Sam feels so much better about himself. Here's a clip of Sam opening his gift.
Oh my God, it's a box!
You got your own sewing machine, bud. Right at home. Are we liking that?
Yes! Yes, I am so liking it!
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, to all the kids out there, anything that other kids think is weird about you or different about you, I'm telling you, if you hold on to it, it will be what makes you different, and it will be what is your strength later. This kid could be a great designer.
Oh, for sure.
He's got a head start. He's already learning little tricks and tips that anybody else getting into it later will have to learn. They'll be far behind. And when he's, you know, Johnny, what's his name?
Sam.
Sam Hilfiger.
The designer?
Yeah, they'll all be like, dang, we knew him. We were friends with him when he was 9. Uh-huh. No, you weren't. No, you weren't.
You bullied him.
Yeah, you know how people now are like, hey, man, we were friends in high school. No, you weren't. You put me in the locker. You ain't coming to my show? Well, you can buy tickets. And no meet and greet. Okay, meet and greet, fine. But still, I'm going to put you in the back of the line. But yes. Sam, that's awesome, buddy. I don't know if you can hear me, but remember, what's different about you now is what is special about you as well and very special about you later. That's super cool. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This story's from Fox 10, Arizona. Three parents of Arizona students were arrested on Friday after they attempted to force their way onto the campus of an elementary school that had been locked down. Thompson Ranch Elementary School in El Mirage was locked down after school officials reported seeing an armed man on the school's grounds. The school remained closed. They looked for him, but some parents said nope, and they went in, got in anyway, but then got arrested. Here's what I'll say. You know what happened to Uvalde?
Oh, yeah, no, yeah. I know. I was just thinking that.
If I was a parent,
yeah,
you can arrest me, I guess, but if I felt like I needed to get my kid, I'm just going to go get my kid.
Love it.
Yeah, because, yes, especially after that being just in the news and we witnessed that happen, it's like, okay, fine, I'll take that on my record.
And you shouldn't be allowed to do it. I'm not saying that it should be wide open.
I know.
That's the risk that you take. And if you you want to go, okay, I'm going to break the rule and go get my kid, you're probably going to get arrested. And now, okay, you got to pay the punishment. But I understand why parents would do that right now. Mm-hmm. Especially when the people wouldn't go into that school. Nobody would go into that school.
That's right.
Even though there was a lot of time where someone could have went into the school, and either got their kids or stopped. And they did arrest people there as well. So I read the story and thought, I don't blame the parents for going up and trying to do that. Eddie, you, what if this happens?
I mean, yeah, you do anything for your kids, right? I mean, I think at that point, especially with everything going down, you don't even think about getting arrested. I think it's one of the things that just happens after the fact. Oh, I'm getting arrested. Great. You know what? Everyone's going to understand why I did what I did. So no problem. But I wonder is how scarring is it for the kid now or for the kids are just like, that was a lockdown for nothing. I would have forgot that for the rest of my life. But now my parents got arrested. That's crazy. Somebody got arrested.
That would be pretty crazy.
Like, my dad just got arrested.
Would you think that was cool, though?
Oh, as a dad?
No, as a kid.
Oh, no.
Oh, you wouldn't?
Oh, dude. Oh. If I ever saw my dad get arrested, that would be so weird.
Oh, I saw parents get arrested, dude.
You did?
Oh, yeah. Dude, I saw parents, aunts, uncles, grandma.
Yeah, that's not cool.
I saw everybody get arrested. Where I come from, everybody's getting arrested. Mm. What day of the week is it? End of the Y? Yep, somebody's getting arrested.
But see, you can't unsee that. Like, that's a memory, and you still at 40 years old.
But for this, though, like, the parents aren't really doing anything that's against the normal law. Like, they're not stealing.
I know, but I don't think my kids ever want to see me in handcuffs. Like, that's something like you just can't.
No, I agree. Unless it was something cool, though.
Yeah.
Like, trying to save their life.
My dad was trying to be a hero.
My dad, and as you're away, you're like, I'll be back soon, kids. I'll always protect you.
You kick the
with
door.
Your hands behind your back. Well, there's one thing I love. It's you, kids.
Okay, in that case, yeah.
I don't blame the parents, but they did break the law, and they will be punished, and we'll move on from it. And I also think it'd have been different if it had been like, there's somebody in the town that possibly was doing something, so we're going to lock the school down. I think that'd have been different than a reported armed man on the school grounds. Mm. I think that also makes it a little different, too. Sometimes they would lock stuff down because there was a crime happening a mile away from the school. This is, they say, an armed man on the school grounds.
On the campus.
Yeah. So I just wondered how you felt about that. I don't hate the parents for doing that.
I don't either.
And I totally understand why they would. Cheryl and Brian from Colorado Springs are on the phone. Hello, Cheryl and Brian.
Hello.
Good to talk to you guys. I'd like to quickly remind you of Cheryl and Brian's story in case you don't remember. They were at a NASCAR race in New Hampshire. While on their way to Maine, they were, as we've been told, listening to the show. We were talking about playing the lottery. Cheryl felt inspired, went in, bought a ticket. They won $1 million. Come on.
Wow. Come on.
They listen to us in Colorado Springs on Y96.9. Cheryl, is that story true?
100%.
Wow.
I have so many questions. Okay, so you always play Powerball and you want to play, and you're thinking of Mega Millions or the other way around?
So we played Powerball maybe 9 to 10 times in the last 4 years. So we heard you guys with Lunchbox talking about trying to get you to put in money for him to buy the Mega Million tickets. So when we pull into the lottery store that Monday morning, I told my husband, I said, hey, just go ahead and buy $5 or $10 for the Mega Millions. I don't know what it is, but obviously listening to the Bobby Bones show, it must be big if Lunchbox is trying to convince all them to put in a pool of money. So my husband went in, he bought $10 on the Powerball, $10 on the Mega Millions, and 3 days later, we learned that we were the million-dollar winner.
Come on!
Wow!
Amazing. Lunchbox's face right now.
So how do you know you won? Do you check the next morning, or do you look right after? Like, what happens for you to know you won $1 million?
So it was Wednesday. We just kind of forgot about it because we were coming back to Colorado on that following Friday. So we had kind of forgot about it because we were just trying to, you know, kind of finish up our vacation. And I ran into town and my husband calls me. I was actually sitting in the Home Depot parking lot. And he's like, hey, he's like, I just about had a heart attack. And I said, well, why? And he's like, well, because we got some of the numbers on the Mega Millions. And I said, whatever, like, I don't have time for this. And he's like, no, I'm dead serious. He's like, we got 5 numbers, but I can't see that we actually would win anything for the 5 numbers. So I said, well, send me a picture of the ticket. Well, it took like 10 minutes for the picture of the ticket to come over via text. So I went ahead and Googled Mega Millions. Well, the first thing that popped up was a press release that the million-dollar ticket was won at the Portsmouth Liquor and Lottery outlet.
No way.
That's great.
Wow.
So I start screaming, and I send him that article, and I'm like, oh, my God, it must be us. And then finally the ticket came over, and sure enough, I saw that we had the 5 numbers. So I called the New Hampshire Lottery Commission office, you know, to verify, like, that we actually did win and what we did from there.
That is wild.
Amazing.
You saw the place it was bought from and you just knew.
Yeah.
So what do you do once you realize you'd won $1 million as far as you got to go into the office? Do you put the ticket somewhere safe? What happened?
Well, and that's the crazy thing is because we were in Maine, we had to drive back down to New Hampshire because I guess each state is different. So we couldn't validate the ticket in Maine. So it was like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So we hurry up and get ready. We pack a bag. We drive all the way back down to New Hampshire. And by the time we got down there, the lottery office was closed. Ugh. So we ended up spending the night in a hotel down there Wednesday night. And then Thursday morning, we were at the lottery commission, the main lottery place in Concord, New Hampshire, at like 8:30 that morning to cash in the ticket.
When you're at the hotel that night before, are you just like, I cannot believe this. I cannot believe this. This can't be real.
I mean, yeah. And we were like, you know, we were like, you still just don't really realize it. And even now, right now, it's still, we look at each other and we just laugh because it's like, or is this for real? Like, this really is happening or this really has happened. And so the whole night, like, we couldn't sleep. We were a nervous wreck. It was like, let's just get up and get there because we were scared having the ticket. And it just, yeah, it was nuts.
So this is Cheryl, and her husband Brian won $1 million because they buy lottery tickets, but they were listening to our show. We were talking about a different game. They played that different game after hearing us talk about it. They won $1 million. So have you got the money yet?
Yes. So crazy thing is we're in the office Thursday morning and they said, hey, you know, we don't have enough money in our funds to give you a check, which I said, well, that's fine because I don't want to get on a plane tomorrow morning with a $1 million check. So they're like, we'll just deposit, you know, we'll just do a wire transfer. And I'm like, that's fine. And they're like, it takes 2 to 3 days. Well, as soon as we left the office, I get an email. We had the wire transfer within an hour of leaving their office.
Wow.
Wow. So do they give you all $1 million or do you take a lump or what's that situation?
So they don't even, so I guess because it's just $1 million, they don't give you an option of like, cash out or whatever. It's just the $1 million, and they take out the taxes, and then they deposit what's after the taxes.
This is how you know somebody won a bunch of money. It's just $1 million. Hey, we got us a rich. Yeah.
That's terrible. I did not mean to say it like that.
I know what you meant. Instead of like the billion or so they were talking about. Lunchbox, here she is. This is Cheryl and Brian. What would you like to say to them?
Well, I mean, just everything you've said is I inspired you to play the lottery, that you would have never played the Mega Millions if it wasn't for me. And so, I mean, you got $1 million. And so I've been checking my mailbox. I've checked the wire transfer.
But they wouldn't know that stuff.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So what's my cut?
I would say, so my husband, we love Nashville. We love coming to Broadway. So my husband already said, we'll make a trip to Nashville and we'll come and take you out for a day. How about that?
Take me out for a day.
Take me out for a day. Do some of your most fun stuff. Have it a lunchbox today.
Go
to the zoo.
You know what I love to do?
Snow cone.
You know, we can go out, and I love to go to the park, and I love to find like $20,000 under a bench. That's what I love to do.
That's what a lunchbox day is?
That's a lunchbox day, so let's do it.
All right, we'll put it on our calendar.
I can't. No. And then also, when you're in the hotel, are you like, people are like, oh, why are you in Concord? Are you like, oh, we got a winning lottery ticket? Like, what do you tell the waitress at the, you know, restaurants?
Oh, no, we have just kept it between us. We did tell our family and a few of our friends. So, no, we've just really kept it on the down low until now, of course.
I mean, I can't believe this, that they don't ever play this. They never play the Mega Millions. They listen to me. They win $1 million, and I've been playing for years, and I can't win crap. And they say they'll take me to a snow cone. I mean, gosh.
What are your plans, though? Like, are y'all going to, you know, buy yourself something nice?
Go to the casino?
Oh, casino. No. My husband actually said that. I said, absolutely not. We are not going to the casino. So we're going to take a vacation. And then it's always been my husband's dream to have a beach home. So we're going to look for a condo or a beach home.
Wow.
Nice job. Crazy. Well, take lunchbox there.
Yeah. They're going to get a beach house because of you.
Yeah, I know. I talk about, man, see.
This is crazy.
Like, the beach house lunchbox.
Hey, if you give me an open invitation, I will take the family to the beach house for sure.
Oh, you will take the family and stay at their beach house.
It's pretty much my beach house, too. I mean, we got this together. Like, this was a combined group effort. So it'll be a family. Like, if they're there 1 week, you know what I mean? I'll come the next week. That's great.
Yeah.
Cheryl.
We'll summer there.
Thank you for talking with us. Brian, congratulations. That's amazing. $1 million is crazy. And I hope you guys buy you a nice beach house and live happily ever after. And thank you for listening to the show.
Send me that address.
Insane.
Thank you. We love all of you and we listen every day. So thanks so much. And this has been great.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
All right. Bye.
Bye. All right. This is Callie from PA.
Hey, this message is for Amy. I just heard on the podcast that she got two snails in her fish tank. She should really remove them. They are asexual animals, which means one day she'll have one or two snails in the fish tank. Next day she looks, there's going to be hundreds. And then she has to empty out the fish tank and clean everything out.
Amy?
Okay. This is so crazy because I think one of the snails was reproducing like yesterday. Mm-hmm. It was just laying there and doing something. And I said, is this snail dead? And my daughter said, no, I think it's multiplying. Like she knows.
What? It's the opposite.
And I'm like, what? So I had no idea. Wow.
So you better get to cleaning, removing snails?
Well, we just cleaned the tank, gave it a fresh little once-over last night. So I no more snails at this point, so we'll see what happens.
This is Kirsten from Greenville, Tennessee.
Good morning, studio. Why didn't a lifeguard rescue the hippie? Because he was too far out, man. Okay, we thought that was pretty funny. Y'all have a good day.
All right, thank you. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So if someone in a bar or a club feels threatened, they can actually go up to the bartender and say, hey, can I get an angel shot? And they'll know that that means that they need to keep an eye on them in the situation.
That sounds good in theory. I bet you do that. A bartender's like, I don't know what that is. Or they give you some shot. They named an angel shot.
Hopefully they learned it at bartending school. But what if the threatening person is near you and they know what angel shot is and you can't say that? Then you can say, is Angela working?
Okay, people aren't going to know this. Bartenders aren't going to know this. People are going to be confused. Angela's going to be working. Then she's going to show up. It's going to be like, what do you need? What? It's the whole thing is just like a bad 80s sitcom scene.
Okay, well, if that happens, there is a bartender. A video has gone viral of him sharing other tips that will help keep you safe. And just here's a quick rundown.
You can ask your bartender if Angela's working, but I have seen situations where even this isn't good enough. Get as close to an authority figure or somebody who's working at the location as possible. Whisper or yell it if you have to. Shorter words if possible. Get your point across to make sure that they know that you need help.
Yeah, here's what you do if you need help in a bar. I need help. There you go.
That works.
Let that go viral. Yes. All right, what else?
Ketchup and mustard flavored Doritos are now a thing. Do either of those sound good to you?
I like mustard on anything. And I don't know that it sounds awesome, but it sounds good enough for me to try the ketchup ones. Or excuse me, the mustard ones. But even the ketchup ones.
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh, ketchup's my favorite.
It doesn't make me want to vomit, but I don't really have the need to buy a bag of ketchup Doritos. Mustard ones I do, though. So is this a real thing or is this kind of a joke?
No, it is real. You can go to snacks.com and order them.
I bet you A1 flavored Doritos be awesome.
You'd buy them all?
Oh, yeah.
That'd be amazing. Got some A1 this weekend. I went to a steak place before a show and I was like, hey, and I have to like whisper it before it's a nice place because the venue was paying for our dinner. And I was like, yeah, I'd like a porterhouse, please. And hey, you got any A1 back there?
It's like it's illegal.
Yeah.
Like the server's like, wait, is that code for something?
He opens up his vest and he's selling some. Yeah. You need this kind. All right, what else?
Well, Charles Kelly is saying that he is grateful for the support of his fans as he gets sober. He put a post up talking about how they postponed their tour, which we knew that, but he just wanted to thank everyone for the support and the encouragement, which is much needed. And he just loves all the kind words and thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, hope Charles hangs in there and, you know, does what he needs to do to take care of himself. The awkward thing for me is we had the countdown this past weekend and we had recorded an interview with Lady A from like 3 weeks ago to go on the national countdown. And we're like, buy tickets to the tour. Some people were buying tickets to the tour, but there wasn't a tour because they had announced they were postponing it. Some people were mad at me. I'm like, guys, I recorded this countdown like 2 weeks ago. Like, leave me alone. But we are rooting for Charles and Hillary and Dave. And, you know, they get through this and get back on the road and get healthy, you know?
Yeah, they're planning on being back on the road in 2023. So we'll see them then. I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Officer Bill Badette was on patrol in St. Paul, Minnesota when he saw some smoke and he calls it in. Yeah, we got some smoke coming from my house. I'm going to locate it. And he gives the address and he's looking and someone comes up and goes, hey, I think there's kids inside. And he's like, well, can't wait for the fire department. Then goes to the back door. Boom, boom, kicks it in and saves 4 kids ages 4 to 7 years old.
Wow.
Kicking in the door.
That's pretty cool.
That's a commitment.
Yeah.
You can't go back. You better hope you're right. Uh-huh. Thank God he was. That's awesome. Good for him. It's a great story. Save the kids. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.